Tuesday, 3:22 p.m. So here's the thing about being Baker-acted. You lose everything. Your belt, your shoelaces, the perfume bottles in your purse. They take it all away in the emergency room and make you sit in the aisle with a box of Kleenex and a gown that doesn't close in the back. There's nothing to do except watch the clock on the wall and wonder how pissed your mom's gonna be when she gets there. Tick. 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 A cop guards you the whole time, picks his teeth with a toothpick, scratches his dandruff, stares at you like a real creeper. He talks about you, too, like you're not even there, to the nurses and orderlies. "They caught her in the school bathroom," he says, using a blade from her pencil sharpener. A pruned-up old nurse comes over. She looks at your wrists and ankles and the places high on your hips where it's easy to hide the dark cut lines, even when you're wearing short shorts. She's holding a sheet of paper with an outline on it, like a paper doll with no clothes. She marks up the paper doll with her fine point Sharpie across the wrists, through the ankles, on each hip. Slash, slash, slash. You watch that nurse. And while you're watching, you wish 1,000 times that you just waited till you got home instead of doing it at school where that two-faced Tara caught you by the sink, red drops running down the drain. You think about the tap of Tara's heels as she ran to get Mr. Lane and the whoosh of the bathroom door as he shoved it open wide and the look on faces peeking from the hallway, smirking, mouthing, "Busted." And here's the other thing you need to know about the Baker Act. Even if the principal promises you'll be home before dinner, even if the guidance counselor says they'll release you right after the ER, even if your teary-eyed mother rushes in and begs the doctor not to admit you, she's only 15, for heaven's sake. It doesn't matter. You're not going anywhere. They're gonna lock you up in a psych ward for 72 hours. On my way to the ward. Creeper clamps his hand on my elbow, and it feels rough and prickly as steel wool. He swipes his badge through keyless locks and steers me down a pale green hall where everything smells like fake pine, and the lights that flicker all look gray. Then we stop. It takes half a century for the elevator doors to open, and the whole time we're waiting, I have to lean away so Creeper's disgusting chunks of dandruff don't flake off on me. Inside the elevator, it's smaller than a coffin, and even though I've never been claustrophobic before, this torpedo of panic launches in my chest, and I try to yank my arm away and say, "Get your freaking hands off me." But instead, this stupid sob spills out, and a tear rolls down my cheek, and there's nothing I can do but stand there in that flimsy gown with all my feelings hanging out.